Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We the jury.
They were just kicked off the Trump jury pool.
He gave you a thumbs up when you were dismissed.
Yeah.
You would have liked to have been on this jury.
I really would have.
And did Trump really doze off in court?
Imagine committing so many crimes, you get bored at your own trial.
Then, the homeowner who shot an Uber driver.
Oh, my God.
They were both victims of a horrible scam.
Did you shoot her?
Yes, I did.
And it came from outer space.
It smashed a hole in the roof and the floor.
It just missed him.
Like a firework went off in the house.
What the heck is it? Then,
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark, all glammed up.
It's the crowd is ready to go.
Look how tall she is. And she had all the qualifications for a great job, except one.
She didn't wear makeup at her job interview.
You're just not a big makeup girl.
Plus, it's a raccoon dumpster party. But how do you get them out? Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi, in today for Deborah. The jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial is taking shape. The first six jurors were seated today, making it through the tough line of questioning about what they think about the former president and, the most important of all, can they be impartial? So who are the three men and three women jurors now on this unprecedented case? Amber Cogliano is at the courthouse with the latest. He's out. Jury number 10 dismissed from the Trump trial because he says he's a Republican from Texas.
I try to be impartial, but at the end of the day, we got to be, you know, genuine and candid about the fact that I did grow up in a Republican state. You can take a boy out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of the boy.
The accountant, who now lives in New York, says he had a moment with Trump as he walked out.
When I was dismissed, he gave me a thumbs up.
He gave you a thumbs up when you were dismissed.
Yeah.
29-year-old Kara McGee, who works in cybersecurity, was also dismissed because she says she needed to focus on her job.
Regardless of how you feel about Donald Trump, the right to a fair trial is really important.
It sounds like you would have liked to have been on this jury.
I really would have. when I got jury summons, my mom said, "I think that's when the Trump trial is happening."
Your mom said that to you?
Yes, yeah.
And what did you say?
I said, "Oh, wow, that would be cool."
The pool of prospective jurors is a real cross-section of society. A retail worker, a lawyer, an oncology nurse, a bookseller, and all are facing intense scrutiny. Trump's lawyers are even searching through their social media posts for any anti-Trump bias.
Both sides have to be thinking about who they want to get rid of most, not who they really want, because you can't control that. If the other side is doing their job, they're going to get rid of your best jurors.
Trump was impressed when one potential juror said he had once read Trump's autobiography, The Art of the Deal. The former president reacted with a chuckle and an approving nod. On Tuesday afternoon, six jurors had been selected and sworn in. Three men. One is a salesman, originally from Ireland. Another is a middle-aged corporate attorney and an IT consultant. And three women, an unmarried black teacher, a software engineer for Disney, and an oncology nurse who loves dogs. Meanwhile, the former president appeared to be sleeping again. Trump's head slowly dropped, his eyes closed.
It jerked upward, he adjusts himself, then his head droops again. He was mocked mercilessly by the late night comics for falling asleep yesterday.
Imagine committing so many crimes, you get bored at your own trial.
If Biden is Sleepy Joe, I guess that makes you Dozo the Clown, huh?
Trump's campaign vehemently denies that he dozed off. This is 100% fake news coming from journalists who weren't even in the courtroom. But he is clearly frustrated at being cooped up in court. He lashed out at the judge for being noncommittal about his request to take time off to attend his son Barron's high school graduation on May 15th. It really depends on if we are on time and where we are in the trial, the judge told Trump.
It looks like the judge will not let me go through the graduation of my son, who's worked very, very hard. The judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam. It's a scam trial.
He has to be inside a nondescript courtroom in Lower Manhattan day after day against his will. You could see the bitterness, the anger. This was a wake-up call for Donald Trump.
At one point, the judge admonished Trump, accusing him of muttering and gesturing to a potential female juror, telling Trump and his lawyers he will not stand for any jurors being intimidated in his courtroom. The judge says he expects opening statements to begin on Monday. We've told you about the epidemic of elderly people being scammed over the phone. Now it's turned deadly. An 81-year-old man ended up fatally shooting an Uber driver because he wrongly believed she was going to kill him. But she was unarmed, and they both were victims of an elaborate scam. Les Trent has more, and we warn you, the video is upsetting.
This terrifying video shows an elderly man pointing a gun at an Uber driver. She had driven to his home to pick up a package.
Help!
And she is backing away because he has just shot her in the leg.
Help!
61-year-old Lalitha Hall cries out for help and frantically tries to explain why she's at his home.
Yeah, I know what you're after.
The deadly confrontation is caught on the Uber driver's dash cam and ends with the homeowner shooting her two more times.
I need the sheriff and the ambulance real quick out here. There's been a shooting. I shot her in the leg the first time, and I shot her in the shoulder.
William Brock tells 911 that he shot the Uber driver because he had just been threatened on the phone by a total stranger and thought they were working together.
Guy on the phone is trying to get money out of me. He was telling me he was going to kill me and the family and everybody else around.
You can hear on the 911 call the wounded woman pleading for help.
Help me, please.
So why did the 81-year-old Brock believe the Uber driver was there to harm him? Investigators say it appears they were both victims of a scam.
Cops say the elderly man received a call from a scammer threatening his family and telling him that a relative had been arrested. The scammer ordered Brock to pay $12,000 or else. Cops say at the same time, an Uber driver, unaware of the circumstances, received instructions through the Uber app to pick up a package at Brock's home in South Charleston, Ohio.
Investigators say they tracked the scammer's call to Canada, but believe it came from a burner phone number. Adam Gauna is an attorney who represents elderly victims of fraud.
Elderly people are constantly getting defrauded in America today. You should be expecting to see more and more stories like this as the scams become more sophisticated.
Brock has pleaded not guilty to murder. Uber says they are cooperating with the investigation. Now imagine sitting at home and you hear a loud boom. Then you discover something had crashed into your roof, blew through the floor, finally lodging into a bedroom wall. Well, it just happened to one homeowner. And as Stephen Fabian reports, the flying object came from outer space.
A mysterious object falls from the sky. You can hear the impact when it crashes into a home. Look at the damage it caused. A hole from the roof straight through the floor.
It's either space junk or space meteorite. It's 50-50.
So what was it? Turns out it was space junk from the International Space Station. What are the odds? A metal object careening 250 miles from outer space back down to Earth to its point of impact in Naples, Florida. Homeowner Alejandro Otero says it's a miracle that no one was injured. His son was in the next room. The space junk, it narrowly missed your son.
I was so grateful that it didn't hit him.
The metal chunk weighed 1.6 pounds. It was supposed to disintegrate upon re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere, but obviously that didn't happen.
So what went through your mind when you realized this was something that came from space?
I didn't believe it. I really did. I thought it was going to be from an airplane. You know, something from space would have never crossed my mind. And it, you know, just so happened to land through our house.
What does NASA say when a piece of space junk goes through your house? Do they at least apologize?
Yes, they did apologize.
The object, which NASA says is a piece of metal used to mount old batteries together for disposal, was taken to the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral for analysis. The biggest stars of the WNBA hung out their basketball uniforms and got all glammed up for last night's draft. And in high heels, these already tall ladies took things to dizzying heights.
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark, the WNBA's number one draft pick, looked chic in head-to-toe Prada.
Simple, but you know, you got the sparkles there. Yeah.
She wore a midriff-bearing rhinestone mesh top under a boxy satin shirt and matching miniskirt. Her white-hot style comes with a steep price tag, $17,000. That's about 22% of her first year's salary.
She is officially a member of the Indiana Fever.
It was a sold-out event at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
The crowd is ready to go.
Cameron Brink.
The number two pick, Stanford University's Cameron Brink, donned a cutout dress with a dramatic slit. At 6 foot four, look how she towers over the reporter. She shed tears of joy about going to the Los Angeles Sparks.
I'm sorry, I'm going to cry.
Angel Reese.
LSU's superstar Angel Reese dazzled in a daring hooded dress.
Angel Reese, a member of the Chicago Sky.
But it wasn't her first fashion choice.
I had ordered a dress like a couple months ago, just got it a week before and it didn't fit. I just got this dress, what, 3 days ago?
This past basketball season, Caitlin Clark made $3.5 million in endorsements. The family of Riley Strain, the college student who was found dead in a Nashville river in March after getting kicked out of a bar, still has questions about what happened. In a new interview, Riley's parents say they are bothered by one of the last texts he sent saying a drink he had didn't taste good. Now they're worried something may have been in it.
The family of slain college student Riley Strain is revealing details of haunting texts he sent to his mother the night he disappeared. Riley's body was pulled from the Cumberland River in Nashville after a night of drinking at several bars, including country star Luke Bryan's bar. Now his mother tells News Nation's Brian Enten that Riley texted her that night saying he thought his drink may have been tainted.
He was drinking a rum and coke and it didn't taste good. And I said, well, you probably shouldn't drink it then. He goes, well, it tastes like barbecue.
Do you think that could have something to do with what happened?
Yeah, maybe there was something in it.
Nashville cops tell us they haven't seen any evidence Riley was drugged, but they are still awaiting final toxicology results, which could take a couple more weeks. The interview with Riley's parents airs tonight on News Nation's Banfield. Now a story that's touching a nerve with women across the country. She was up for a VP position with a giant tech company and had all the skills required, a perfect fit, but she didn't get the job. Why? She says it's because she wasn't wearing makeup.
Melissa Weaver was certain she aced her job interview.
I got an email back from the recruiter saying that, thank you for your time, it's great to meet with you, but they wouldn't be moving forward with me.
Melissa was stunned and asked what went wrong.
She emailed me back pretty quickly and said my skill set was exactly what they were looking for and my values align with those of the company, but she was concerned I hadn't put enough effort into my appearance given I was interviewing for a VP level role. The only effort I didn't put in was I didn't put effort into makeup because I don't really wear it.
You look very fresh-faced now. You look great. Is this generally what you looked like during the interview?
Yes. I had on a collared shirt, which was freshly ironed, and just painted my nails a nice neutral beige color, simple earrings.
Melissa shared her story on TikTok, and it quickly went viral.
I was really bummed because I wanted the job.
my reaction to the video was, oh my gosh.
Vicky Salemi is a career expert at the employment website Monster.com.
They're saying she didn't put effort into her makeup. Are they saying that to a male candidate? Are they saying that to other candidates who maybe wear makeup but not enough? Because it's very, very subjective.
Melissa is still interviewing for other jobs without makeup.
It was baffling and kind of, I don't know if concerning is the right word. It's just really disheartening.
We'll be right back.
Next, it's a raccoon dumpster party. But how do you get them out? And
go.
The planking granny. Can you believe 4 hours and 30 minutes? Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The countdown is officially on for the 2024 Summer Olympics. Today in Greece, the birthplace of the first Olympic Games. A torch was lit by actresses in a choreographed performance. That flame will now begin its journey in a relay race all the way to Paris for July's opening ceremonies. For raccoons, a dumpster is like a free 24-hour buffet. And while they can be kind of cute, you don't want to get too close. The critters can carry diseases and go on the attack. So how do you keep them far away from your trash? We spoke with an expert to find out.
What in the world? Imagine opening your dumpster and a pack of raccoons is staring back at you.
What? How? How? Are there this many of you right now?
Raccoons can't get enough of dumpsters. Social media is flooded with people who've gone out to empty the trash, only to discover what's being called dumpster bandits. These critters are in serious chill mode, and these guys go in for a hug. It's easy for raccoons to get into dumpsters, but getting out is the problem.
I just found two raccoons in a dumpster.
It's simple. They just climb up using a fence or using a simple, surrounding area. They jump in, and then when there's not enough garbage in there, they can't climb out.
But if you step in to lend a helping hand, be careful.
Any wildlife is dangerous. If you're cornered, it can bite and things can go wrong.
A fishing net can scoop the critters out.
Get in.
In this case, a raccoon latches onto a branch.
Come on. There you go.
One woman used a broom to help a family escape. And a ladder has also come in handy. Animal rescuer Frankie Floridia gets many calls to get raccoons out of dumpsters. Here he is at work using a catch pole.
You'd want to get this loop around his midsection, over his arms and onto his, torso.
All right, you're good.
Another option, use a piece of wood that the raccoons can use as an exit ramp.
Just make sure it's sturdy enough and on a good angle, and he'll climb himself right out.
Just one at a time. Please.
And here's something you may not know. Raccoons despise the smell of ammonia and mothballs. So to keep them away, experts suggest pouring a small amount of ammonia on your garbage or spread mothballs around the outside of your trash cans. And we'll be back with much more Inside Edition after this.
Still to come.
Go.
The planking granny. Can you believe 4 hours and 30 minutes?
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories, The early days of figuring it out to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Have you tried planking while working out? It's not easy, even if you're in really good shape. Now, this woman has set a new world record all while her grandchildren cheered her on. Allison Hall has her story.
I'm ready. Go.
Bet you've never met a grandma like this before. Donna Jean Wild is about to break the Guinness World Record for planking.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
She's holding herself in the plank position for an incredible 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 11 seconds. The longest time ever by a woman.
To put Donna Jean's amazing feat into perspective, most women's planks last around 90 seconds. Oh my God. Okay, I lasted about 3 minutes and 4 seconds. The fact that Donna Jean went for over 4 hours is mind-blowing to me. That was so hard.
That last hour and a half, I was more tense, and so that was more difficult for me. But also, I was excited, anxious. My grandkids were cheering. I wanted to go hug them all.
And speaking of those grandchildren,
what an inspiration. And still to come, a hug switcheroo. Finally today, it's hug time, but where's this little girl going?
Who's here?
Grandma's here, and the little girl joyfully runs to her. What's this? She blows past Granny and runs right to her grandpa.
Oh my goodness!
Don't worry, this little angel has enough love left. This time, it's Grandma's turn for a hug.
Hugs for everyone there. And that is Inside Edition for today. Thanks for watching. We'll see you right back here next time.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.